Empire, KVCR News. I'm Shereen Awad. Riverside's traditional and popular outdoor fireworks celebrations for July 4th will not be held this year to discourage crowding as the coronavirus threat lingers and to conserve funds needed to bolster the municipal budget, officials said yesterday. The city annually hosts fireworks extravaganzas at Mount Rubidoux and La Sierra Park, but the city council voted 6-1 Tuesday, with Councilman Chuck Conder, a retired U.S. Air Force major, casting the lone no vote, to cancel the shows and set aside about $123,800 that would have been needed to pay for them. The city's contending with mounting expenses stemming from the public health orders that forced businesses to close, reducing tax revenue. The city has hosted July 4th pyrotechnics at Mount Rubidoux and La Sierra Park since 1996, and the shows draw tens of thousands of people on every occasion, according to the Riverside Parks, Recreation, and Community Services Department. A bill proposed by State Assembly member James Ramos that would reduce rates of missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls moved one step closer to state law Tuesday. KBCR's Megan Jamerson has more.
The bill, introduced to the State Assembly in February by Highlands Assembly member James Ramos, unanimously passed the Public Safety Committee on May 19th. In a press release, Ramos, the former chairman of the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians, says the murder rates of Native women can be 10 times the national average on some reservations. The bill aims to decrease these numbers through greater collaboration between the state and local tribal law enforcement. It would also clear up confusion created by a federal 1953 law over which law enforcement agency has jurisdiction when suspects are non-Indian. The details include creating three positions in California's Department of Justice to assist tribal police with reporting statistics, training, outreach, and procedures relating to crime on tribal lands. According to the press release, the bill has the support of several groups, including California Indian Legal Services and the Riverside Sheriff's Association. Megan Jamerson, Empire KVCR News.
16 California cities made it onto the top 100 list in terms of how easy it is to access a park within 10 minutes. It's called a park score, and cities are ranked yearly by the Trust for Public Land. Irvine got the highest ranking at 7, San Francisco at 8, and Fresno is near the bottom at 92. Sacramento is at 30, and Los Angeles is right in the middle, says the group's California State Director Guillermo Rodriguez.
The bad news, in California, one out of every three Californians don't live within a 10-minute walk to a quality park. This is not necessarily equally distributed all over California.
The group ranks cities by access, acreage, investment, and park amenities. Rodriguez says the results are important because people are turning to parks during the pandemic as places of refuge. But he says the authors also note that an economic downturn could strain city and county budgets and in turn threaten parks. Some California lawmakers are looking to expand workers' compensation benefits for frontline workers during the pandemic. One proposal would cover health care costs for first responders and nurses who contract the coronavirus. More than 30 lawmakers from both parties have signed on to the bill, which is sponsored by Assemblyman Jim Cooper.
With COVID-19, we want to make sure that these folks are covered with that because they come face-to-face with folks that have this more than anybody by the nature of their job. And plus they're sworn, they've all taken an oath to protect the public.
The Elk Grove Democrat, who worked in law enforcement 30 years, says his bill would retroactively benefit first responders who have tested positive for the virus. A handful of other proposals would cover food and hospital workers who become infected. With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.